Margate, my golly gosh, that is the place to be.
Getting ready because the season looks like it's going to be kicking off. It's already kicked off, let's put it that way.
The Dorado is absolutely incredible right now, and I'm talking some really good-sized Dorado.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Oh, what a week, KZN, what a week. The summer is here and the summer is cooking with all the species we could have imagined. We have had not just one, but two extremely rare catches on the coastline this week. We have had the green and gold, the chicken of the sea, the Dorado in full swing. It is absolutely magical seeing that amount of dotties that are out here. A clear sign that summer is in full bloom. We have had sharks for days and the fresh water is firing on all cylinders. Guys, it is a truly spectacular show. I can't wait to get into it. So without further ado, sit back, turn up the volume, and get ready for this week's KZN Hottest Feeding Zones. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. They've got everything. The summer has everything. This fishing report is going to have everything. So guys, let's get into it. Let's start off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam.
The swell has been up and down on the lower coast, with some days being bad and some days being good. However, fortune favors the brave, and the guys that have actually gone out, particularly on the ski boats, have been getting themselves some nice game fish with some yellowtails, some tuna, and some Dorado around. Now, we do currently have a very nice color line formed off Sheppey, or the Sheppey Brick area, which is very nice to see, especially those early game fish starting to pop up, as we know that the South Coast can sometimes be a hit or a miss in terms of game fish off the ski boats. Now, moving over to Rock and Surf in the same area, Port Shepstone has definitely been producing cob, and our local cob wrangler, Tertius, getting himself a good couple of bites and slabs recently in that particular area. Live baits and paddle tail, again, being the pick of the poison, just dependent on when you go, whether it be day or night. Now, we've also still got Garrick around, Margate Pier, Orange Rocks. Your deep water spots are definitely going to be favorable for the guys trying to slide out a live bait and hopefully pick up the gentleman of the sea. In terms of the non-ed action, we've got some smaller hammers around. We've got Navrone getting himself a whole grave shark recently, so well done there, my friend. And we've definitely got Uncle Les getting himself a nice sandy, again off Margate Pier. So again, guys, just be aware that there are non-eds around. So maybe a bite trace or two might be an idea. Plus, there are still those big blue shads. Now, to the guys heading for the rocks, just trying to get themselves a nice bream or maybe a chelion, those fish are definitely still around. Again, you've just got to find that slightly cleaner water and you're going to get that pull. Otherwise, guys, I hope you have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches. Adam Lyon, Angler News, South Coast.
Great stuff, Adam. Now that there is rocking on the rock and surf side, it is flying on the ski board side. However, down underwater, it is not so good. Here's Don Solomon with a good, honest report of what's been going on the spearfishing side.
Well, there's not much news to report. We're still battling with lots of river water on the south coast. Just big plumes of river water up and down the lower south coast, not accessible. Yeah, looking ahead, it's not looking any better. And there's a small wind gap on Friday with some too hectic swell. So that could be definitely something to keep an eye on. The weekend's looking blown out. I hope that forecast is wrong, but we'll see. Otherwise, nothing to report. Don Solomon, Narbiscus Underwater Club for Angler News South Africa.
Sheesh, Don. Yeah, it is a tough one underwater. But you know what, guys? This is what it's about. It's about getting a good, honest report. So if it is rocking, like we said, on Adam's side, we will tell you that it is rocking. But if it's not happening, well, just like what Don said, it is just not happening. It is what it is, right? Now, let's get back to where there is some action. And that is with Ray Thompson covering the areas all the way on the upper end of the South Coast.
Margate, my golly gosh. That is the place to be. That whole lower south coast from Port Edward all the way up to Hibernian has been on fire. The usual suspects again, bronze bream, cod, brusher. There are a few garrick around. Obviously, the guys are catching shad and releasing them. But grey sharks and sand sharks have pitched up on that south coast. So, guys, if you want to go and fish and you want a guaranteed place to go and catch fish, go and fish down on the south coast at Margate to Port Edward. Moving further north, places like Scottborough have been quiet, although one or two sandies have been coming out in the Pennington, Scottborough area, and a few little grey sharks have made their appearance. Edible fish-wise, obviously the shad are still around. There are quite a few cod being caught in the Umkamas area. And of course, bronze bream 111, that whole area. Mamsum Toti, Ilovo, that whole northern part of the south coast. Again, there's been a few fish around. The honeycombs seem to have made their sporadic appearance with one or two sand sharks thrown in between. Again, bronze bream. There's been quite a few bronze bream in the Warner Beach area all the way through to Nyoni Rock. Obviously, the shad anglers are still catching shad and releasing them. There are very few garrick coming out. I heard of one of 22 kilos caught at Ilovo, however, which is another lovely garrick for this time of the year. The weather going forward for this week is looking very good for our summer fish. Enjoy, guys. This is Ray Thompson for Angler News.
Thank you, Ray. Now we know the South Coast is on fire, right? It is rocking with non-ed and edible action, a variety of species. Let's jump into the freshwater side with Jan, because that is firing as well before we get into the North Coast and Durban.
So the summer cycle, with its wildly unpredictable weather, is currently on track. And the recent rains have had some runoff, which have put the rivers up in some colour. So if you can tolerate the lowering of your standards and turn to swinging a woolly bugger in the high coloured water while we wait for levels to subside and clear dry fly water, there are some good fish to be had. Browns of up to 15 inches or 38 centimetre being reported this week. The Natal Fly Fishers Club beats on the Moy River are also reported to be high in colour, and so switching to a subsurface pattern will provide you some fish. Top tips for the faster flow, guys. Fish will move to the margins where there's slower water in the eddies, and this is where you should be hunting. The NFFC Stillwater anglers have made it out in a couple of the bursts of the weather, and there's some great fish being reported. Some rainbows in the 13 to 15 inch or 33 to 38 centimeter class, and all the way through to 15 to 17 inch, 38 to 43 centimeter bracket. And of course, there'll be some lunkers and both rainbows and browns in the 21 to 23 inch or 53 to 58 centimeter class have been reported. Word from a local private Stillwater has mentioned a 10.4 pound brown taken on a minnow pattern. So guys, top tip here for the Stillwaters, large dark colored flies for colored water. There's a new line to be added after the well-versed saying, east is least and west is best. And after the big storm experienced by the Saba Divisionals on Albert Falls this past weekend, wind from the north, do not go forth, with reports mentioning a few incidents of some wet decks. That being said, Albert Falls is reported giving some good numbers of bass in the 1.2 kilo range. Midmar is also providing some decent fish in the 3 to 4 kilogram brackets. There's been some excellent carp coming to hand for the fly guys in Albert Falls. A small ant pattern fished in the scum line doing the business. Fishing larger surface patterns like a hopper or a flipper will have the barbel, or otherwise known as the whiskered mermaid, coming to look. There have been some reports also of excellent carp from Midmar, from the specimen anglers, along with some good bluegill. A couple of days of hot weather has turned Sterkfontein back on, reports Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing, with some excellent small and largemouth yellowfish being taken on surface hopper patterns. So guys, do stop into the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. This is Jan Korobel reporting for Kingfisher Maritzburg for Angler News South Africa from the Midlands.
Great stuff, Jan. What a report. I definitely said it. Summer is here with all those species that are on the bite, and even on the freshwater side, we know we are in summer. We are cooking, right? Now, let's get into the North Coast, where I spoke to Savika, and it once again, lots of fish coming out, but mainly non-eds, guys, apart from the shad. Please, guys, if you are getting them, put them back. We've still got two more weeks before the season's open again, right? But now moving on to the fish that were coming out. There were browns, there were blues, there were grays. There was a huge honeycomb that came out of 86 kilos. Now, all majority of this fish has been coming out closer towards Durban. So we are talking about the North Coast from Umhlanga, Umhlothi, rice fields, those type of areas. That's where all the fish was this past weekend and even during the course of this this week. But if we are to move further up, well then, once again, the legendary Dean Reddy coming in with gorgeous rare catch, being a Jenkins Whip Ray. I mean, trust Dean to bring that in, right? That's further up on the North Coast. And if you are fishing offshore, well, guys, it is firing with the Dorado. I said it at the start of the show. I'll say it again. The Dorado is absolutely incredible right now. And I'm talking some really good-sized Dorado. And, of course, we've had the Bullfish 15,000 where there were a fair amount of marlin that has come out. So, once again, let's reiterate on this. Summer is here. Now, let's get back into Durban where we are with Mike V and Brad Krubler.
It was an absolutely cracker weekend fishing. From Durban all the way up to as far as you wanted to drive, all the way down south, I've got good fish. From spinners, milkies, greys, sandies, honeys, diamonds, hardings. One or two blackfoot have been lost. It was quite an epic weekend's fishing. Some lovely fish sandies up to and over 50 kilos, some big honeys, some good diamonds. It just depends where you were, what you caught at the end of the day. Saying that, there was quite a few guys that went and targeted the edibles. Got some lovely stumpies, bronze bream, things like that, fishing between the bricks. So yeah, the Oaks did do well on all sides for the rock and surf. On the paddle skis and ski boat side, the Oaks got a good couple of snook, some lovely garrick have been coming out, the Kuta, Dorado, one or two sailies, all the stuff has started. The Oaks have started sharpening up their hooks and getting ready because the season looked like it's going to be kicking off. It's already kicked off, let's put it that way. In the bay, grunters, heard of two lovely stumpies being caught in the bay. The Oaks have been getting some kingies on artificial. Two springer were lost on the center bank. So yeah, the bay looks like it's also starting to turn up a bit. Guys, have a cracker time fishing. Enjoy. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
This is Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Here, a fishing report over the last week of Durban, of the ski boat. The summer fish have arrived. There's been quite a few Dorado out in the deep with some very nice tuna happening out in the real deep side over the 300 meter mark. One or two wahoo as well. So definitely with the warm water and the clean water out there, definitely the summer fish is happening. On the bottom fishing side, generally the same. There's still some nice keelback, good bottoms with the red and swingers and soldiers. This is Brad for Angling New South Africa.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Now, sticking in Durban, right, this week at the Durban Ski Boat Club at the Basin. You know, that's my backyard. That's where I love fishing. Well, we've had JJ Turner bringing in a bowmouth guitarfish. Guys, it is a gorgeous specimen. This is between a shark, a skate, a dinosaur. It is absolutely rare. And it was caught right here in Durban. I mean, it's very, very rare to get those species over here. And what was even more better is that we've had Rob Kyle on the scene, who has managed to take the specimen and take it into quarantine at Ushaka. So it's in the aquarium, it's in quarantine, and the public will be able to see this beautiful fish around Christmas or the early new year. So yes, we are blessed. We have been absolutely blessed this week. We have been blessed with the kickoff to the summer. It is looking absolutely amazing. This weekend is poised to bring in fish. From what we've heard from all of our reporters, we are looking on track to have an amazing weekend of fishing. So get out there, get your summer tackle, and get those rods bending, because we will be back next week amplified from this week's fishing report. So until then,
this is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.